This past week, President Biden signed a new executive order, the goal being to reduce gun violence in America. The president saying this was going as far as he possibly could in his role with the executive branch of government. Some of the points that the executive order addresses: increase the number of background checks by ensuring that all background checks required by law are conducted before firearm purchases. President's directing the Attorney General to do everything that he can to make sure that firearm sellers who don't realize they have to run background checks under the current law, or who are just violating the existing law, become compliant with background check requirements. It's also directing the Attorney General to move the U.S. as close to universal background checks as possible without additional legislation by clarifying, as appropriate, the statutory definition of who was engaged in the business of dealing in firearms, as updated by the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. That move would mean fewer guns will be sold without background checks, and therefore fewer guns end up in the hands of, well, you know, felons, domestic abusers. The executive order also calls for an improvement on public awareness and increase appropriate use of extreme risk protection, red flag orders, and safe storage of firearms. We have 19 states along with D.C. who have enacted red flag laws that allows community members to petition a court to determine whether an individual is dangerous and then to temporarily remove an individual's access to any guns. Thing is, these laws are only going to work if the public knows when and how to use the red flag orders. The executive order also calls for the addressing of the loss or theft of firearms during shipping. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF, their data indicates an over 250% increase in the number of firearms reported as either lost or stolen during shipment between federally licensed firearms dealers. Number went from about 1,700, that was in 2018, to the most recent numbers, 2022, to over 6,100. That's a problem. The order is also calling for help to catch shooters by accelerating federal law enforcement's reporting of ballistics data. National Integrated Ballistics Information Network allows federal and state local law enforcement to match fired cartridge casings to the guns that fired them, so it makes it easier for law enforcement to connect multiple crime scenes and catch the shooters. Also calling for an improvement of federal support for gun violence survivors, victims, survivors' families, first responders, gun violence, communities affected by gun violence, and advancing congressional efforts to prevent the proliferation of firearms undetectable by metal detectors. This comes about because we've been seeing the rise of technology that lets guns be made from polymers. Other materials are increasingly capable of avoiding detection by metal detectors. Now, of course, there's been a negative reaction to this executive order, led by, in part, the NRA, which gets right to the chase in their press release, saying, Joe Biden is coming for your guns. Reading in part here, media and gun control groups that beforehand had been salivating over the idea that the measure would impose universal background checks for firearm transfers had to content themselves with a vague directive for Attorney General Merrick Garland to develop a plan to move in that direction. Also writing here, and while the order's other provisions were similarly vague and insubstantial, there is no doubt what it all adds up to. Antagonism toward gun ownership is now the official policy of the U.S. government's executive branch. Moving forward a bit in the NRA release, complicating the picture was the enactment last summer of the misnamed Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. The NRA opposed the legislation, warning that its vague language gave anti-gun officials nebulous authorities that could be abused to target law-abiding gun owners and firearm-related businesses. They addressed the red flag laws as well. A host of federal components are also encouraged to do whatever they can to encourage effective use of red flag laws. This basically means encouraging citizens to accuse each other in court of being too dangerous to have guns and letting a judge gaze into a crystal ball or use some other non-scientific hokum to predict an individual's future behavior and determine that person's civil rights based on things that have not even happened. Again, how the agencies will fulfill this mandate is anyone's guess, but the inclusion of the Department of Education indicates that schools may soon be involved in targeting the firearms in students' homes for seizure. Now, judging by that statement by the NRA, as well as from Gun Owners of America and other pro-gun organizations, their reactions pretty much go with the claim of policies being vague, which is, well, that's all they have, because when you look at public opinion, that goes very heavily against the NRA and the others who stand with them. Let me just throw some numbers at you here. When pollsters asked Americans if they supported background checks for all sales of guns, here's what they found. Quinnipiac in 2021, 89% overall support. Support among Democrats, 98%. Among Republicans, 84%. You look at the poll done in 2021 by Morning Consult, Politico. They found 84% overall support for background checks for all gun sales. That includes 91% Democrats, 77% Republicans. 2019 poll from ABC and the Washington Post, 89% support overall, 96% Democrats, 83% Republicans. 2018 Gallup poll, 92% overall support, 96% Democrats, and 86% of Republicans. Now, the wording for the questions, they did vary slightly from poll to poll, but the same point of focus was there. April 2022 poll, this was from The Economist and YouGov, asked about requiring criminal mental background checks for all gun buyers. That's a specific phrase now that the others didn't have, those other polls. So with this one, it found 72% overall, either strongly or somewhat favored. Break it down, 83% Democrats, 68% Republicans held that view.